Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, our Father in heaven, again we come unto thee in prayer in this day, asking thee that thy word would have the continuance of its power, Lord, in our midst in this day. Father, that thy word would go forth in power and in truth, unhindered. Lord, that the Spirit, Lord, would work in our hearts and in our minds as we would contemplate what thy word would speak to each and every one of us. And so we look to thee, asking thee that thy goodness and thy faithfulness might yet again be expressed to each and every one of us, as we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. For this afternoon's reading, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Read chapter number 12, verses 41 through 48. Luke chapter 12, verses 41 through 48. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat and the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us kneel before him in prayer upon our knees. As we come into God's house and are in expectation to hear a service, we are often hearing a service that would be one of teaching, and that we'd come to understand and know who God is a little bit more. And sometimes there's a message of comfort and consolation, and one of encouragement. And those have their place as well, but perhaps clearly this afternoon a message of exhortation would also sometimes come, and a message of a challenge to each and every one of us, that we would walk in God's ways, and that we would do what God would have us to do, and that we would please him and be faithful to him. And so this was a shorter reading this afternoon, and perhaps where I'll focus more is even in a shorter portion. That would be the middle of verse number 48, where Jesus teaches this truth and says, For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. This is a teaching of Jesus Christ, and we need to come to understand and know this teaching, its principles, and follow through with what the Lord is teaching, and how that we might please God in all things that we do. And so, as it speaks here and says that unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, we have to remember that, as it says here, that much is given. There is much given. And so in that aspect, we look at it and we think that, well, that's that then means that it belongs to the Lord and he's giving it to us. And that is truth. And we see that in the scriptures noted and in Psalms, it speaks of that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything's the Lord's. It's his. We have to understand that premise first. Everything of the that we see and cannot see, it's all the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we, as his creation, we are his people, we are his as well. And then we see in the New Testament that it's, the Bible says that if we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die, we die unto the Lord. So whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. And so sometimes when we go through life, we have this... sometimes we're not thinking correctly, and we think that something belongs to us. It doesn't belong to us. It's all the Lord's. That God makes that very clear. That everything that we are entrusted with, that's all the Lord's. And so the Lord is asking us to be faithful with that which he has given unto us. So unto whom much is given, much is required. And we are, I would say that we are those that whom God has given much. We are those more that are of those that were casting in of their abundance into the treasury, and not so much as the widow who had two mites that she was putting into the treasury. God has given unto us in this land and in this time frame much. Much. God has given us much. Perhaps that wasn't true even just 50 years ago when we were first coming to this country, or whatever our circumstances of life was. We didn't have as much. But today, God has given us much. And he's asking us to be good stewards with that which he has given unto us, and that we would know this truth, that of us, much is required. Much is required. And so, as we consider this truth that the Lord owns it all, Jesus, in his teachings, says that the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. This is a parable. And Jesus is teaching this parable that everything belongs to the Lord's and we are entrusted with it. We are stewards, we are servants of the Lord's possessions. And so he's saying here, this is a parable of the talents. The kingdom of heaven is as a man, in this case, that would be the Lord, traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. This Lord had given to each of his servants a portion of goods that would be entrusted to them, that would be in line with what their talents were, what their abilities were. And so we see that the Lord gives unto us according to our several ability. So we, again, I believe that we are more of those that have 5 talents given unto us, as opposed to more than those that have 1 talent. And we are entrusted to work with that which God has given unto us. The Bible says that as the Lord hath given, we should share with one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So as the gifts are given unto us, we are simply to share that gift and to be a good steward of that gift that God has given unto us. We're to share it. So as it's given to us, we share it. We are not to hoard it. We are not to be the possessors of it, or we are not to be the abusers of it, what the gifts that God has given unto us. And so as God gives us these gifts, we are to share those gifts and minister that gift one to another, as the Bible says, to share that gift, to serve it out one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And so, again, we are called to be good stewards of that which the Lord has given unto each and every one of us. So the Bible says that it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, that these gifts that God has given unto us, that we are to be found faithful with that. Unto whom much is given, much is required. Jesus is teaching that, and we do well when we understand that truth. And so the Bible here is saying that, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful with the gifts that God has given unto each and every one of us. In Titus, we read good exhortation as well of what the Lord's will is for us, where he says, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again or not talking back or not saying this is too much or this is boring, but and not purloining, but showing all good fidelity. Showing that good fidelity, showing that faithfulness to the responsibilities that have been entrusted unto us. Again, this is all the Lord's. It's all his possession. And we are being entrusted with gifts and with talents that God has given unto us, that we would use them faithfully. And so we're being exhorted to be faithful with that which has been entrusted, showing all good fidelity, faithfulness to the responsibilities that have been given unto us. Why? That we may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. This is the ultimate goal, that we would adorn the doctrine of God, that we would glorify God in everything. We would glorify Him, that we would lift up His name, that we would please Him well. Just as it was shown there in this reading, how when there were those that's where the servant came was doing what the Lord would have them to do, that the master, the Lord, was pleased. He was pleased. And so likewise it is for us, that we would please the Lord in everything that we do, that we would give Him glory, that we would be that salt and light to this world, that we would magnify His name. See, God doesn't have negligent or lazy servants. He doesn't have those. The Bible has in the Gospels, there's teachings and parables how those were cast out. They were cast out. But He calls us to be faithful. He calls us to be faithful to these gifts that He has that have been imparted to us, that we share those. And we magnify the Lord by sharing and serving those gifts that God has given unto us. And then, as we look at the Old Testament, we see examples of those that were faithful with that which has been given unto them, and then we see examples of those that were not so faithful. So we read in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, how what it was that was Sodom's sin. So the first thing when we think of Sodom, okay, they were caught up in these abuses of lewdness. That wasn't what was in that chapter, in that verse. The Bible says that this is the sin of Sodom. It was pride. It was fullness of bread. It was the abundance of idleness. And it was that they didn't care for the poor and needy. They didn't let out a lending hand to the poor and needy. That was the sin of Sodom. And because of those sins, Sodom was destroyed. They didn't care about others. They didn't use the gifts that were given unto them. They weren't a blessing, or they weren't an encouragement, or they didn't do what God would have them to do. They were full of themselves. They had pride. They had everything they need. Fullness of bread. Abundance of idleness. Isn't that our culture today? Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness. We need to guard against that, that what God has given unto us, that we would be faithful with that which God has given unto us. And then we think of a good example in the Old Testament. We think of many. One that comes to mind is Joseph. He was faithful with that which was given unto him. He was faithful even though some bad things happened to him, as in he was sold to the Ishmaelites, and he was carried down to Egypt. But he was faithful. He was faithful with what God has given unto him. And so in Potiphar's house, he made that to multiply, so much so that Potiphar didn't know all that he possessed. God blessed the hands of Joseph. And then when Joseph was in prison, yet again he interpreted dreams. And then yet again, when Joseph was in Pharaoh's kingdom, he caused the kingdom to flourish. He avoided the effects of the famine that were coming, the 7 years of famine. He was one who exercised that which was given unto him. God had given him wisdom. God had given him the abilities to understand and to do things well, to be effective, to create efficiencies. And he used it. He used it all to God's honor and to God's glory. And so many good things happened because of Joseph's faithfulness. And so we look at these things and know that know that when we use that which is given to us by the Lord, of the good talents and good things that God has given unto us, that we know then that much is going to be required of us. We stand with accountability to what God has given unto us. As we use these gifts and these talents that God has given unto us, we need to be faithful with them. Because the Bible says here, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. So as we do what God would have us to do, we will then be judged accordingly. As the Bible says here, we will give an account of ourselves to God. The Bible also says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. We are not to judge each other as to your faithfulness to God. It's that we will give an account for ourselves, and God is able to hold it up. God is able to make stand, the Bible says here. And so we are to be faithful with what God has given unto us specifically, what talents he has given unto us, what abilities, what resources. We are to use that faithfully to God and have self-reflection and know whether we of ourselves are doing what God would have us to do. The Bible says that if we compare ourselves among ourselves, we are not wise. We are not wise. But we are to serve God with a pure heart fervently. So Jesus begins this parable this instruction of when who is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season. A faithful and wise steward. And that's what God is calling us to being that faithful and wise steward. To do what God would have us to do with a perfect heart, desiring to glorify God as we do what God would have us to do. And then we can be called that faithful and that wise steward. It says it gives them their portion of meat in due season. Again, this is a reflection of using God's resources wisely and faithfully, that as a person would be in charge of the other servants, that this person in charge would give the portion of food, their portion of food, in due season. In other words, giving them the right amount of food at the right amount of time. That would be faithful service, as opposed to, again, hoarding the resources, or, as the other one did, became drunken and ate and drink and to become drunken and to beat the other men servants and maid servants. And so the Bible here says that Jesus again speaking, that that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit the things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. God is just. God will not give unto us more than that which we are able to bear. And God will not give us resources and that which we wouldn't be able to manage. But God is good and gives unto us that which would be right for us, every man according to his own ability, and desires of us that we would use it to his employ, use it to his honor and to his glory, use it to give God the glory in everything that he has, that he as he is so worthy. And so, what is it that we in this day have been given that we can share with others to God's glory and be effective stewards, good stewards of the manifold grace of God? Is it not first and foremost that we would build God's kingdom? That we would build his kingdom here upon this earth? How do we go about building God's kingdom here upon this earth? Is it not by exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit, by being salt and light, making of ourselves salt and light to this world? So when the world sees in us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, when they see in us a spirit that suffers long, that's patient, even in the midst of something that's just not going well at all, isn't that being salt and light? Isn't that being a good steward of what God has given unto us, that his Holy Spirit is directing us in that way? Having joy, having peace at all times? Isn't the Lord directing us to that? Some of us are parents. We have children. God is expecting that we raise them up in his nurture and in his admonition. That's being faithful with the gifts that have been given unto us. That we would spend time with them, that we would teach them, that we would guide them, that we would encourage our children. This would be being faithful with that which has been given unto us. That's being required of us. And then we have finances that we need to be faithful with, and that we would glorify God with the way that we use our finances. Though that's a resource, that's a gift that God has given unto us. We need to manage that to his honor and to his glory. In Luke chapter 16, it says, "He," and Jesus is speaking these words, "he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" If we're not faithful in that which is least, in the common mammon, in that which is just simply for this life, how can God entrust unto us the true riches? He speaks there. Another thing that has been given unto us is time. We each have time that is given unto us. God is expecting that we redeem the time that we have, that we would glorify him in the time that we have, that we would manage our time wisely, that we would not squander it, that we would not be wasteful with the time that has been given unto us, but that we would find ourselves in his word, find ourselves in prayer, find ourselves doing what God would have us to do. This much has been given unto us, and much is going to be required of us as well. And then in this truth that much has been given unto us and much will be required, what has been given unto us in great abundance is God's love, his forgiveness, his mercy. That has been given unto us in a great measure. And so likewise, we need to give in a great measure this love, this mercy, this forgiveness, As it's been given to us, we need to share it. Again, going back, that verse in Peter just beautifully says it well. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As we have been given the gift of love, we need to share that gift of love. As we have been given the gift of mercy, we need to share that gift of mercy. As we have been given the gift of forgiveness, we need to share that gift of forgiveness. Why? Because we are being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That last verse there in Matthew 18, where Jesus is speaking about forgiveness and how the one man was forgiven much and then he wouldn't forgive his fellow servant a small amount. Jesus teaches at the end of that chapter that that if you from your hearts don't forgive one another, neither will God forgive you. And so that truth then comes out in this teaching very much that unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. He that knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. And to whom men have committed much, of him will they ask the more. So as one who is faithful, as one who has good fidelity, carrying out his responsibilities faithfully, to him will be given more. Jesus here is teaching that. To him will be given more. And I'm thinking of that other parable that Jesus taught, that one talent that was buried, and then that servant wanted to give back that one talent. He said, to give that talent unto him that already had 10. To him that hath shall be given. And so God is teaching us that much has been given unto us. We are a people that have been blessed, truly blessed in so many ways. We have our health. We have resources. We have abilities and avenues to give, to help, to share, to be a blessing unto others. God has truly given unto us, and us as a people today, much. Much. We are truly more as those who cast in of the treasury of their abundance rather than the widow who had two mites. And God is asking us to be faithful. Jesus is here teaching a very specific teaching. Unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. That's the teaching of Jesus Christ. Much is required of us. We have resources. We have the ability. God wants to see us to be faithful and wise stewards of that which is his. That we would give him the honor and the glory as we use these gifts to others. As we share that, as we do what God would have us to do. There are many, I shared some examples of being faithful with the blessings that God has given unto us with the time and with the finances and with parenting and what may it be. But I just pray that the Holy Spirit would speak to each and every one of our hearts, that we would accept this exhortation that much has been given unto us. Are we fulfilling that with much being required? May the Spirit speak to each and every one of us that we are truly doing what God would have us to do in the measure, to the fullest measure, to his honor and to his glory, because he is so worthy. And that when we stand in before him on that great and notable day, and there will be that day of accounting of what it is that we had done with that which was given unto us, may it be that we have been found faithful. May it be that we have been wise with all that God has given unto us, that we might joyfully greet him and be entered into those eternal mansions, and that he might say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Amen.
The exhortation that we've been given this afternoon seems to focus on how we occupy our time here below, so that we can be fruitful stewards of what God has given us. Also, that we can be ready for the Lord's return and that we can be found faithful. A thought that came to mind as we were led in this time of meditation and worship was that It would be so helpful for us, if these things are our goals, to look up. To look up to the Lord, even as the brother had closed with exhorting us to rely upon the leading of the Holy Spirit to see where does God want me to go and to use the gifts that he's given. And to look up. That's where our help is coming from. That's where the Lord will descend from. Not from this earth. Look up. And I so appreciate the positive example that was given of Joseph and how he was a faithful steward in the house of Potiphar and in the land of Egypt. There are three little pictures and viewpoints I just wanted to bring out in closing. The first one was at the end of Joseph's life, when he's looking and seeing the fulfillment of God's faithfulness after the 14 years, the family coming in and realizing God intended this for good. Oh, how easy it is for those moments to look up and sing, "Thank ye the Lord," when things are going well. And he looked up. There was another time when things were confusing. Pharaoh had a dream and nobody understood. How do we make sense of this? What is the direction that we need? How do we process this? Maybe life does seem confusing at times and you wonder, how do I take all of the things that I've received, all of the influences that are coming to my attention? What do I do with it all? You know what? Joseph and Pharaoh and all his friends, they talked with each other. And they didn't get anywhere. They were looking to one another. They're looking down the street. What do they do down the street? Maybe that could work for us. Maybe they're looking at their phone and looking down, flipping through pictures. Are you looking up? Are you asking God for wisdom? Because the place where he found the answer to that confusing situation, Joseph said, God is revealing what he is going to do. He had revealed it to Pharaoh. How can a young man cleanse his way? But by looking into and heeding to the word of God. That's where we're going to find clarity for confusing seasons. And the last was the time when he was in the pit. The brothers looked up and they saw an opportunity to sell Joseph. But Joseph is in a place, a low place, and he didn't have anywhere to look up, look to, but up. Maybe look to the Lord. Look to the words of Jesus. They're here for us, and they teach us to prepare us how to be faithful stewards and how to be ready for the Lord's return. May God bless us with that grace. Amen.